The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
I mean, I'm not really a therapist. I'm the rapist. Everyone has made that mistake. You know, that sign is very misleading.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that understands the concept of a spoiler alert. She just doesn't care. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the show. It is number 120 this evening, coming at you live from RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. I am your host, Miss Kinky Katie. With me, as always, is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on?
Daryl's dead. Just so you know, Daryl's dead.
After he raped the unicorn.
That's right.
That's how he ended up dying. Can't rape a unicorn. I don't care who the hell you think you are.
Just bad juju.
It is bad juju.
Can't be good for your complexion either.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah.
If you want to join in the conversation, the number is 941-421-0401. You can also get me on this to Twitter later at Kinky Katie Radio or Skype. Raz Radio 1. So there you go. That is all the pertinence and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happy belated Father's Day to everybody who didn't see it on Facebook that I posted it, which is Kinky Katie Radio. So if you're a listener or, and you don't go to my Facebook, there you go.
Suck it.
Suck it, Gary.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been watching some old stuff, and I like it. It still makes me laugh.
Yeah. What old stuff? What have we been watching? What are you talking about?
No, I mean like an
old... Of which do you speak?
I mean like an old Trip Tank. I mean an old China, Illinois, going back to, just some older stuff.
Oh, my topper. Get it in my mouth. Your cat just fucking... Oh, my God.
Got
I don't know what's
again.
Wrong with that thing.
He's a good little boy.
Something.
He's my kitty.
Anyway, what are we doing tonight?
We do have Tits Man coming up a little later on.
Yeah, do we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my good Lord.
Yeah, you are you catching that now? What's your and that's your pussy.
Oh my God!
The new little orange cat just has like the worst like. Oh my God! You want me to like replay the intro there
to
so you can
mouth.
Like catch your breath?
Oh my God! He's barely 4 pounds. How can such a stench of death come out of him? It's like rotten bologna mixed with garbage juice. It's disgusting. Oh. It's so bad. Oh. Oh my God. He eats the same thing as fucking Dombrowski.
Yeah. Yeah. Do we have topics? Can we do something besides think about the evil stench?
I had to catch my breath because I couldn't very well speak with that lingering funk in the air because it was making me gag.
Oh, you could. You've had worse. Closer to you.
No.
Come on.
No.
Yeah?
None like that.
Wow.
And I've had... and I've been in some places.
Have you?
I have.
Seen some things?
I've seen some things.
Yeah.
I got the kind of things that are tattooed on your brain that you can never get rid of.
No. What? Nor should you, really. That's the key. If you work that hard to put it on there, you should probably keep it.
Hey, sometimes you don't have to work hard at it. Weird things just follow you. The things just happen. And you of all people should know that.
Oh, I know.
All right,
I'm just used to it. I've settled in. to that sort of life.
Have you? To that sort of life?
Yeah.
I'm all about that life.
I accepted it when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just do a little thing real quick. What the intro was about, since you guys, if you guys don't understand, is I put the vaguest fucking thing about Orange Is the New Black
now,
on.
Don't say it now.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just saying that it's the vaguest fucking thing. And there was a few of you out there that fucking jumped down my shit. Spoiler alert. Oh my God. You're such a dick. And just, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's kind of dickish.
I didn't say that. I gave absolutely no details.
Yeah, people get blocked for stuff like that. Just
fuck
so you, know.
Then block me. I don't give a shit. Suck it. I'm gonna say what I want anyway. It's my fucking page. You don't like it? Fuck off.
What you have to understand is if you're following Katie on any social media, she can't like hold herself back. So if you see like the title of a show that you're watching that you haven't seen because whatever reason. You know what I mean? Don't read it. Just skip past it because she's going to blast right through it and ruin it for you.
Probably.
Ruined. It's ruined.
Yeah. Whatever.
You ruined their experience with season whatever that was.
You stupid millennials out there. We were just talking about that today. You guys don't know about either you watch it live or you fucking miss it.
You don't know.
Well, you know, we were talking about it and it was because, you know, growing up, when you watch a show, anything like that, anything that you saw that was good, you could talk about it to people like the next day because really, you know, not everybody recorded things. You know, there were VCRs when I was like an adolescent. But when I was younger, there was nothing. And you just talked about it because either you saw it or you had to tell somebody who didn't fucking see it. So you kind of get used to in life going through that way. And now it just doesn't work that way.
Dude, even my own sister yelled at me.
Yeah, you deserve it.
And then she goes, oh, no. She kind of apologized because she responded again. No, she goes, sorry, I didn't read what you wrote. Nick read it and told me. So she goes back and she reads exactly what I wrote that she yelled, jumped on my shit for. She's like, I'm sorry. Like, okay, I get it. I'm like, goddamn, woman. And Pentecostals do talk with snakes and speak in tongues.
Some Pentecostals, yes.
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 All right, then.
Not all. It's not a requirement, just, but they get down like that, though. Like, they're totally down with that.
Tanya.
Yeah. She'll never know.
No.
She's not a listener.
Actually, I think Nick listens.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That can't be true.
Yeah, I think
that's just a rumor.
She gets the archives.
Come on.
Well, yeah, because she works. She's a firefighter.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would it hurt you to leave me a comment? I'm like related to you. I mean, seriously, I'm your brother-in-law.
That's really right.
So what's up? Leave me a fucking comment. What's going on?
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already in, like 8 minutes into the show. We're going to start off with a little PSA.
8:22 to be exact.
8:22.
Mark. Yeah. You've dicked around long enough. Let's get to some content. Come on.
Let's get to some dick.
What?
Stop dicking.
No. We rushed to get to dick?
No.
Wow.
No. This is not. Well, actually, yeah, kind of. But right. No, this is a PSA, a little public service announcement.
Great.
That I'm going to say
those
for you guys.
Are awesome.
Well, there was a geologist that was posting some like awesome pictures of this malachite stalactite.
Okay.
And it looks just like this beautiful glass green dildo.
Green what? Oh, it's a stalactite or mite? Is it hang from a ceiling or come out of the floor?
Tight. Hung from the ceiling.
I never remember which is which.
Tight is top. That's how I always
really?
Think. Yeah.
And mite is middle?
Mite is just... Well, you just remember tight is top, so then the other one is the bottom. So
I don't like your mnemonic fucking device.
Well, it works for me, okay. So you got to get something that works for you.
Maybe if I fell on my head, it'd work.
Work for me.
You're going to hell, just so you know.
Of course I am, but the thing is, though, I did fall and crack my skull, so I can say that.
So the stalagmite that looks like a green cock, like an angry green cock, veiny?
It's a tight. No, actually, it looks like a butt plug because it's very bulbous at the top. Not bulbous, but it's like rounded off.
Okay.
And it's like bloop, bloop, bloop. It kind of reminds me of how they do the Dairy Queen cones now because they don't do the bloop, bloop like they used to. They got lazy. The bloop,
what is that? Like, how do we describe that visually? Bloop, bloop. What the fuck are you talking about?
Maybe
like the little, the daubs, the little...
It's got like a ridges, bumps.
You have to use describey words again.
I can't. Brains no think.
God. You'd be awesome, unlike the Home Shopping Network. Hey,
oh my God.
This is some stuff. Did you see how shiny it is?
Did I come across? I'd just start going Maria Bamford. It would just start. It would go. But no, it
green
looks
dildo.
It looks okay. It kind of looks like a Kong. You know what a Kong looks like?
Yes.
Okay, like a beehive.
Okay.
Like a cartoon beehive.
Okay.
Bumps.
Like concentric
ridges.
Ovals plop down in each other. Boop, boop, boop. Okay.
How's that?
Conical.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Like little daubs of semi roundness. Kind of.
And it's really smooth and it's really shiny. Like I said, it looks like glass.
Is that bad for your puss? Can you put that shit up your sniz or what?
Well, that's what people were saying. They were like quick to be like, hey, can we stick that thing up your pussy? But then they're like, no, because it's poisonous and it's water soluble.
Oh.
So if you shove it up your vag, even though your vag is mostly alkaline, it will still rub off like the outside dust and you will poison yourself.
It is the dildo of death.
The green death.
And it's not dying in a fun way either. Not like having a heart attack because you came so hard. No.
Yeah.
No. Poison from the green dildo you sat on. Although if you could somehow invert yourself upside down and anyway, if you used a condom, you could use it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, because now I don't know how much of this is true.
Use like the Zika virus condom. You know what I mean? The super condoms, the quote super condoms they have now.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Do you bring your magnums? No, but I've got my Kevlar.
I don't think it's really made out of Kevlar.
Well, of course not. Okay. But I'm just saying.
I don't know why you'd say that then.
BuzzFeed has a group of scientists apparently that they go to for stuff that they need.
Do they?
Science stuff? I mean, these know like Bill Nye.
Yeah.
But
They have three 13-year-olds taking a science class in a high school somewhere.
Right, pressing buttons. How do you like that?
Yeah.
It's cool. Well, they said that it should be okay if you washed it off first.
Should. Huh.
And, you know, I'm sorry, but there's no way I would risk that. I don't care. If people are like, no, it's poisonous and water soluble. I'm like, no. I'm not going to stick it up my snatch.
But if we could like levitate you since it's one of the dangly ones, we could like you know, Broken Tiger, Hidden Dragon, fucking levitate your act like up onto the dildo. That would be cool in a cave.
And I'd still
the green dildo
and then
of
I'd
power
die from poison.
Maybe it's like Dune, and if you're the special one and you sit on the green dildo and you don't die, you're meant to be the one to sit on the green dildo.
Oh yeah, did my eyes start glowing?
Yeah. And you get all the memories of
everyone that sat on it before.
Yeah, exactly. You get every one of their orgasmic memories going all the way back through generations.
But then once I'm on it, I can't get off. I'm stuck there for eternity until some other stupid bitch tries to do the same thing. So I just die and fall off like a growth. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. You know how they do, I've seen those... hand fishing for catfish, how people
noodling.
Noodling, that's what I was thinking of.
Okay.
Well, this guy kind of did something similar.
What was he fishing for?
See, I wonder. Some snapper, maybe?
I have my grinder app open, and I'm ready to noodle.
Well,
where's the deep hole I can stick my arm into?
Jesus Christ. Well, a video popped up on the internet of this Russian guy, and he used his dick as fish bait.
Nice. Did he, like, cut it up, chum it? Like,
oh,
or,
no.
What do you mean?
No.
Oh, noodle. That's right. Noodling.
He you see it on the video. He wades into the water naked, swims out a couple yards, and then he's like, whoa, but he's like yelling in fucking Russian, and then he comes out, and there is a fish on his dick.
Cool.
So.
Wow. Like he didn't train that fish to do that.
Did you?
He's been breeding them fucking things for generations.
Them sucking fish.
Yeah.
I got the Kim Kardashian lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I want a catfish wrapping around my shit. I mean, because
it wasn't a catfish, though.
No?
No, it was some whatever kind of Russian
fake story.
Fish they had.
Fake.
No.
Fake video.
No, I watched it the whole fake. Thing.
Okay, so that means it's not fake?
Well, I'm just saying there was someone scuba diving on the water and just shoves a fish on his dick?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, fake. Like, not real.
Is that the definition of fake? Because I didn't know that.
Well, I have to check. I'm just making sure you understand fake. Because sometimes you don't understand something that, you know, has a high potential of falsehood. That didn't-ness.
Are you kidding me? This isn't even my real hair color.
No, I know.
Well, what the fuck do you want? At least my titties are still real.
Sure they are.
Not where they used to be, but whatever. On a side note, in 2014, it was actually a particularly popular year for sticking your dick into things.
Was it?
Yeah, because there was a guy who got a blowjob from a carp.
Was it just 2016 or what year?
Well, 14.
14.
It was apparently... It was
so 2 years ago.
Whatever. I'm just saying, like, that was the year of shoving your dick into stuff.
Huh.
There was a fucking teen. Yes, your dick.
I'm not putting my dick into anything weird.
You put it into me and I'm plenty weird.
Well, that's in a normal weird sense. Gotcha. That's not in a weird, weird sense.
Well, at least you're not like this one teen who got third degree burns from fucking a Hot Pocket.
I remember that. I remember something about that.
Hot Pocket.
he wondered where the warning label was. Don't fuck this.
Oh.
Well. He didn't know not to.
It's like, you're the reason why they have this stupid warning label on it? It's like, yes.
Stifler's mom.
She's hot. Oh, huh. I don't know. I would probably watch this because I like stupid parody porns because they're just dumb and funny.
Sure they are.
Well, there was this... All right, when Nail and Palin came out.
Yeah, with What's Her Nuts.
Yeah, Lisa Ann, she was Palin, and she actually looked just like her.
I think anybody with dark hair and glasses looks like her.
Could be. Tina Fey, dead ringer.
She does. That and just, you know, she's got the behavior down.
Oh, yeah.
The whole nine yards.
You betcha.
So anybody, what about Nail and Palin? Anybody, anyway.
Well, that was done in 2008. Well, the creator, he kind of went to Twitter when he was drunk, and he kind of wanted to float around the idea that he was going to write an erotic novel about Trump.
Okay.
Yeah. So...
Got any limoncello?
And some soft bread. Cause I got soft teeth. I'm going to spit that bit. Anyway, he got a really positive response, so he was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to have another bottle of wine, and I'm going to go to work. So he actually wrote a 21-page book. It's called Trump Temptation, The Billionaire and the Bellboy.
Nice.
And apparently it's pretty raunchy. Like,
is it?
Like really raunchy. Well, the book became a bestseller on Amazon in less than 48 hours.
Does anybody like noodle with their cock in a water?
I don't know.
In a lake?
Yeah.
In a stream?
Like Putin.
Yeah.
On a bear.
Just not at Disney.
No.
Don't do that.
There are gators in there.
No.
Anyway, Jesus Christ. Well, the author teamed up with this gay porn studio called Naked Sword.
Really?
Yeah.
That is like the best name for a gay porn studio I've ever heard.
Naked Sword.
It is.
Ha ha.
Good.
Well, they wanted to turn the Trump Temptation into a feature film.
They should.
Well, they did.
Did they?
Yes, because their release date is set for the 4th of July.
Okay.
Yeah. I have like a little excerpt that I wanted to read, and I didn't.
And I don't know where it is right now. I'm looking. I have this little slim box that I type on and push on the little patty thing, and it's not giving me the story I want anymore.
No, it's not, because I pulled out a shit ton of more stuff than what I actually needed.
Well, you know what happened?
For the show.
You know what happened, right? When you said the Trump keyword, the Illuminati immediately broke into your computer.
Right.
And rearranged things so you couldn't get the story.
That could be.
It's a little creepy.
It's a little creepy.
Do you have any limoncello?
I don't, actually.
Soft bread.
I'm out of that, too.
China, Illinois. Once again.
But I do have some Jude Law chovies.
Is that the Jude Law chovie?
Or is it the Ryan Gosling?
You just give up on whatever you're looking for because you're really. I mean, I can smell your pain over there.
Yeah,
it's painful to me too.
I can't
just cut it out. Whatever you're looking for. God, what were you looking for? I don't even know what you were looking for. It didn't even sound like fun.
It was.
The Trump porn parody?
Yes.
What, were you going to like read excerpts?
It was just a
you
little...
You are so horny.
No, because it's meant to be funny. It's not meant to be...
That always comes out really good when you read porn lines.
Well...
Gay male porn lines.
It's like with his oily orange skin glistening in the sunlight as if he were a soggy Cheeto.
Okay.
Just what? Okay, forget it. Doesn't even matter. I don't even care. Fuck you. Fuck it.
I told you.
Fuck this.
Just walk away from it sooner.
Yeah.
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 Once you smell smoke, dude, you gotta leave the area immediately.
Anyway.
Put a blanket on it.
Well, also, fine, I'll just leave it at this, that the guy who wrote this and who's making it into a film, he just recently live-streamed himself getting a tattoo of Trump sucking a disembodied cock.
Cool.
Yeah.
I wonder if you could sue somebody for, you know.
Like defamation of character?
Well, I mean, it's artwork, so I don't think you can. You know what I mean? They can't stop you from doing a political cartoon. It's not like... You know what I'm saying? You put a tattoo on you.
He'd be like, can I sign it?
Yeah.
Boom. It's trademark now. Sell your skin when you die. You know. Famous. You know.
I guess.
I don't know.
That wouldn't do it. He's going to sue him.
I doubt he's even going to find out about it.
What if he's a listener to the show?
Sure. I'm so sure that he is. And I at least, you know, could there's be. Somebody that works for him that does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get like supporters bashing me.
No, you won't. I don't think so.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So there's new things going on. We kind of talked about a third gender a little bit like a couple weeks ago.
What do you mean? Like frogs having cloaca?
No, like as male and female, there's going to be another option on paperwork and shit.
Huh. Yeah, I don't remember that at all. No.
That's okay.
Wow.
Well, now non-binary is a legal gender.
Non-binary. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand numbers.
It's for non-binary.
I'm analog only.
Gender queer, transgender, and gender non-conforming people.
I have vacuum tubes in my ass.
What?
Vacuum tubes. I'm analog.
Oh, God.
People pay extra for analog now. Got the expensive vacuum tubes. Not that kind of vacuum tube. That's how, like, computers and shit were made out of vacuum tubes back in the day. They'd almost look like little light bulbs, but they're vacuum tubes. I know. I'm blowing your mind, aren't I? They were like little glass things, and that's how, like, computers worked. Seriously, I'm not even fucking with you.
See, now you actually learned something on this show other than just dumb rambling.
Yeah.
From me.
I didn't learn anything.
You never do.
Sure. Well, if I could remember it, I'd be learning it. Maybe if I wrote it down 10 times after I was done.
And then talk about it each time, what
okay.
it means.
There you go.
Then you'll never forget it.
Okay.
And then number 13.
That's what that guy said.
Anyway, this thing, this non-binary is now the org, like the Oregon.
Are you going to explain non-binary at any point in time here?
No, because it didn't. And I was just, that's what I'm saying. Non-binary, it covers these people, gender, queer, transgender, gender non-conforming.
Okay, so if we break this down slowly, genderqueer.
Yes. Transgender.
Transgender.
Gender nonconforming.
Gender nonconforming. Basically, anybody that has any kind of a gender
issue.
Dissociation. Whatever,
I guess I
from
shouldn't
what
say
they
issue.
Are. I don't know.
Exactly. So.
A disconnection from something.
And he. I don't even. I can't
non-binary.
Even call him he or she or...
Can we just call him analog? It's just a lot better. It's
fine.
It's, to me, it just makes more sense.
All right. So, well, analog, he also... he challenged the court to push the pronoun MX instead of MR and MS. Like, instead of Mr. and Mrs., just MX. I know. It changes all the time. And people are adding stuff all the time. And everyone gets all pissed off if someone says the wrong goddamn thing. But it changes every fucking 5 seconds. And I don't get the updates on my fucking cell phone. Sorry.
Well, and understanding him, you know, is the other thing.
Yeah, I
you know, I mean, I know everybody wants to you know, I'm special, so I'm in my own category, and you and resist being categorized to begin with. I mean, I get it, but
does it stop?
Would just stop trying to make categories is the thing. If you stop trying to categorize people, what's it matter? Like, I don't understand.
You guys are running out of flag options.
Well, that's for sure. No, they're not. You know that from the hanky code.
No, I know.
There's
so many
goddamn hanky codes.
I just ran across it from, it was on Facebook on my memories thing. I had posted like 2 years ago. It was a, like a guide. It was a full color guide of all the different flags and what they mean. Like bears, cubs, trans, equality, lesbian. I like to put
the flags themselves.
Yeah,
you're not even talking about the hanky code.
No, that's way more than I can compute.
That's what I'm saying.
There's just so much going on, and I don't know how you guys out there keep it straight. You know what I mean? Like keep it all together.
I saw what you did there. Straight.
Well, I guess, you know, I guess you just learn what you know and you just look for what you know you like. Like, I know I like red, so you've got a red one. Cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it just makes it worse. I mean, you're kind of just making it worse as far as trying to make special categories for every little thing. You're just kind of reinforcing the fact that people need to live in their own little category. You know, so we need to make this category and that category. Just stop fucking categorizing people.
We don't have to be so segregated.
Well, I mean, they're just people. I mean, what does it matter how you live your life? You know, you were born a man, identify as a whatever. Why is there have to be a term for that? You know, why do we have to put anybody in any kind of a box? Stop making boxes.
Yeah, because everyone just wants to be equal, treated equal, 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 equal. Okay, well then.
Well, that part's cool and whatever.
No, I'm just saying, well then why do you keep trying to be so separate?
Yeah.
You just.
Well, because you just don't want to be associated with, like, I don't want to be associated with this group or that. Like I said, it's. And then it just becomes semantics.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It really
it's
is.
It's like people who correct people on how to spell two and two. Your and your.
There.
Those kind of people are the ones that need all these categories, Katie. You realize that, right?
Fuck off.
They're like cousins of yours or something.
Possibly.
Maybe. I mean, maybe at least genetically related.
We may be going to Texas in October.
No. Why?
For a wedding.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not marrying anybody, just so you know. You know they're building a big wall down there.
Oh, God.
I don't know if I want to go there.
Oh,
it's
Lord.
It's going to get pretty hairy. That's the second day of the purge.
Yeah, right. Oh, fuck, I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something, but now I don't remember, so that's okay. Probably wasn't that awesome anyway. So, yeah, no, just be nice to people. No, I'm serious. Just everybody just be nice to people, and then you don't have to worry about, I don't know, whatever.
You don't even know what you're talking about anymore.
It's all right.
Yeah, the fact that somebody wants to be called non-binary.
No, I know that. We're, you know.
I'm non-binary. Analog.
I'm just going to just check all the boxes. Check them all. So then they can just be like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Or just staple a separate sheet of paper, too, you know, with everything. Doesn't matter.
It's definitely hard to keep track of.
Human. How's that?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Human? Okay.
Try to resist the temptation to, like, put people's sexual preferences into categories.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll be a lot better off that way. And because if we don't have the categories, there's no way you can segregate somebody based on their category. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
There you go.
He's from District 9. Big prawns. No. All right. Never mind. Tinder has announced. Isn't that great?
That was awesome.
Like it?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Tinder. Like your A material, huh?
Got that right. Only the best, baby. Only the best. Nice. Who loves you, baby?
I don't know.
All right, so Tinder announced that anyone under 18 will no longer be welcome to use the app.
They were welcome to use the app under 18, really?
Yes.
I did not know this.
Oh, they are all ages.
That's kind of shocking.
But
that's seriously shocking.
Well, no, they had a separate platform for users 13 to 17.
Yeah.
That only allowed them to interact with other 13 and to 17-year-olds. Okay. Their age range, but I don't think it's hard to get around that.
Yeah, you make up a fake profile that you're 13, and there you go.
Or make when up a fake one that you're 18.
Yeah,
you know, that's where I was going. You're like, I'm going younger. I'm like, I'm going older.
Well, I'm just saying, either way, there's nobody like on the other end of the phone verifying, you know, who you are.
Yeah,
somebody can make up whatever account they want.
That's true.
To me, I didn't even realize that, you know, minors were allowed on Tinder. It's kind of fucked up.
Well, they have a rival, like Tinder has a rival app called Scout.
Yes.
And I've heard of it, but I haven't been to it. But I really didn't know that much about it, but I didn't know that it was just like Tinder. Well, they welcome teens as well.
Wow.
So, yeah, they do. And they say the concern came out when adults were arrested after using Scout to locate teens for sex.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the fucked up girl on the plane. I don't want to talk about that.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm completely surprised somebody hasn't sued the dog shit out of him already or something.
Something.
Wow.
All right. Well, we're going to take a breaky poo. We're going to listen to a clip from this Friday's Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward, which you can hear right here on RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com, noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, yeah, have fun with the show. Stick around for more Kinky Katie's World after the break.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Hey, I was kind of talking to you about this in the car a couple days ago.
Oh, Jesus.
But RadarOnline.com, they learned that the latest person to undergo a sex change is the sweat into the oldies fitness sprite, Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons. Well, it doesn't completely shock me, but for a long time, you know, for a long time, he just wasn't even openly gay. Even though you knew he was gay, he just really wasn't openly gay. And now...
Well, some women thought he was straight. Just like Liberace.
I know. Exactly.
Like, are you kidding me?
You never... He could just be flamboyant, Katie. You don't know that.
Oh, my God. Sweat.
Like, he wasn't even openly gay, let alone, you know, going through a transition. So, more power to him. I'm not really that completely surprised, but I'm kind of surprised because he was like a down-low brother, you know what I mean?
Well, so many things. Like, he's been out of the public eye for, they said, like 1,000 days. I don't know who the fuck calculates this stuff.
I don't know where they're getting their stats.
Seriously.
What is public eye?
Well, because they found him, too, because they did a wellness check on him.
Wellness check?
Yeah, they sent someone to his house to make sure he wasn't dead.
You know, because we haven't seen him in a while.
There hasn't been a Simmons fighting. We're the Simmons.
Okay, ladies.
Stupid. Oh, my God. Well, the tabloids, they broke the story and they had pictures of him dressed. And he, like, dressed as a woman and had, like, long, flowing hair. And his female persona is Fiona.
I don't believe long and flowing at all. He had some curly-ass hair. And it was thinning.
Well,
he's wearing wigs.
Maybe.
It's a wig.
Of course it's a wig. It's a weave.
It's a wig.
It's a glue-on.
Yeah.
It's one of those. Which, by the way, that toupee guy did a pretty damn good job. That was pretty good.
We and I don't know what show it was. It was probably on Viceland, but
it's the Manhood.
Was it anyway?
Netflix.
They were showing the guy making the toupees, and really, they were pretty goddamn convincing. I was really shocked what a toupee could look like.
I didn't think it was gonna come out good because I'm like, oh God! But then he did it. I was like, I can't even tell.
Yeah,
like,
it was good.
It was really good. So guys, you need to look up this guy. He's like really old, and he's foreign, and he's in New York.
That should be just enough information for you. There, no, he's in New York. He's Italian.
No, go to Netflix, and it was called Mansum.
Yeah, if you really want a good wig, weave.
Anyway, it talks about waxing and shit and body shaving. Oh, this guy was so hairy. The wrestler, oh my God. It's okay, I'll stop it there.
Chia.
Oh, gross.
Wow.
That's like a Brillo pad.
Hey, you can't help it if you happen to be hairy. I'm not all that hairy.
I'm not either.
No, you're not.
Surprisingly enough.
Yeah, why surprisingly?
I don't know.
Why? Why are you shocked?
I'm just surprised. I just didn't think that like I'd be like hairless.
Yeah, when was this? Yesterday? You didn't think you'd be hairless? When you were a child, you never imagined yourself as being hairless. You thought you would have lustrous leg
hair.
Yeah, pit hair.
Yes, that's right.
And you could grow like really 4 pit hairs. 6, I think, maybe.
Maybe I'll get a weave and then I'll dye it another color. I'll dye it to match your beard. We'll dye it in the same colors.
What are they going to weave it to? You know what I mean? They're just going to have to flat staple some shit there for you. If you're going to have an armpit weave.
Give me a pit marking.
Really have an armpit.
They do that?
It's probably got a different term, though.
No, it's probably the same thing they use for the pussy. Instead, they just slap it on your armpit.
Cut it in half.
Ew. This is just taking a bad turn.
Katie, it's only slightly used. It's okay.
Gross.
Come on, now it's Gosling's Merkin. Is that the Gosling, Jove?
I kind of want to watch that one tonight before I go to bed.
Jove's. Hubba Bye Topper. China, Illinois.
Oh my god.
Just so you know, that's a show. It's not, maybe a place as well. I don't really know. But it's a show. FX? Is it FX? No.
No, it's Cartoon, Adult Swim.
Adult Swim. Where all the good stuff's at.
You never know what channel anything's on.
I don't.
It's so funny though, because it's not going to be the same channel everywhere else unless it's like Netflix or something, or Hulu or
that's
whatever.
All we watch.
I know.
So, makes it pretty simple.
You have to have a network, like a channel.
Oh. Huh?
Oh, forget it. Jesus Christ.
And now, on with the show.
Whoa. Skirt, skirt. Look at me, I'm hella cocky. Hella cocky. Group DMing sisters, pictures from our orgy. It's too late to try and stop me. I achieved everything I promised. You see, proving is below me. Look at me, I'm hella cocky. Hella cocky. I can trust a girl to be there when I'm feeling lonely. We in public, she ain't trying to keep it low key. She said she never swallowed, but she wanna try it for me. What? 100, 100, 100, 100 models in my house, I love to feel outnumbered. Your girl is also here if you have wondered. She fucks me cause she wants to, good girls don't fuck to get funded. 100, 100, 100, 100 My hand is getting really fucking tired. Cashing out on people with opinions. You don't have to love me, but I'm here making millions.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazVideoLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. 941-421-0401 is the number to call. Skype RazRadio1.
Yeah.
So yeah, we talk about China, Illinois a lot, especially that one episode.
It's like one of the best episodes of cartoon television ever made. That's why.
It is. And if you guys ever, if you're familiar with the show that I do on Friday with my bestie from the Westie, Miss Amber, she's totally pony.
Totally pony.
She's totally pony from the show.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, because that's, you know, what it is. Hey, we have a caller on the air. Hello, caller. You are live.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How's it going with you?
I'm doing great. My name is Duke. I'm a pup from Colorado.
Oh, hello.
We've talked to you before, haven't we, Duke?
Yes, you have.
Cool.
Yes.
I actually remembered something.
How's it going in the world of Polly?
Amazingly.
See? I remember.
Well, oh. No. Well, Duke was into puppy play.
Yeah. Episode, yeah. I believe, 147.
You actually remember. Check it out. So how you been? What's going on?
I've been great, actually. I've actually started making floggers, selling those in the local community.
Cool.
And I would like to extend to you guys an offer of a free flogger, custom made.
Awesome.
Ooh, that's very nice of you.
Cool. So what are you making stuff out of?
Pure leather.
Leather. Cool.
Mm-hmm. I use the foreskin from bull penises. I tan it myself.
Now, are you working in?
I usually like box.
Now, are you working any like you were into puppy play? Are you incorporating like BDSM into the puppy play, or what kind of puppy play are you doing? Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
And actually, there's a paw print on every single flogger I have ever made.
Oh, how very cute. So what's the name of your company?
I don't really have a company. I just make them for the locals.
Gotcha. Okay.
So just stumble around the city. If you ever find me, I'll make you a flogger.
Just follow the paw prints. Listen, yep. Listen for the room of screaming and complaining Guatemalan children. That's why I have them making my stuff. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, awesome. Go
think
ahead.
It would be good for torturing Mormons for you.
Yeah. See, you know, and it's no fun when they're not willing. I mean, well, no, I mean, when they are willing is what I'm saying. I've had a couple of people, they're like, I want to do it. I promise I'll say no. It's like, no, it's not the same. You can't produce that fear in your fucking eyes and just that.
Like, this is what nobody understands is that I truly understood. I got the fact that she really, she wants to grab a Mormon off of the street and just,
amazing.
You can't do that. No, kidnapping.
Yeah.
You go to jail. Can't do it.
I could get away with it.
I think the best idea would be to find somebody who's willing.
Yeah.
But not tell them when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And make sure they don't know it's you.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a rape fantasy. No, I want to. I mean, I want to just grab.
You want straight Mormon snuff film. Chloroform is what you're going for.
Chloroform. If I have to check his damn bike in the bushes. Yeah. I'll even wear the.
Are you going to leave the helmet on it?
I was about to say, I'll wear the helmet as I do it. I'll wear the helmet and his tie.
I think that would be really sexy, actually.
See? Oh, my God. So, yeah.
Thank you, Zass, with the Book of Mormon, too.
Oh, I would do worse than that. I would shove like a crucifix up his ass as I'm giving him a fucking hand job. I would be ruthless. It would be bad. Amazing. It would be really, really bad, and I'm getting so excited talking about it and thinking about it. It's actually quite disturbing because I'm getting looks from SC over here, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, oh, I know what's wrong with you. I'm fully aware. I don't know, like what it roots from or anything like that, but I'm aware of it.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Just wait. No. Oh, God. Too funny. Alrighty, well, is there anything else you have for us tonight? Or
Do you mind if I just throw my FetLife name out there if anybody wants a flogger made?
Absolutely, go for it.
Alright, you can find me on Fet as Duke Puppy. It's listed as Loveling Colorado.
Duke, and that's Duke, like Duke Puppy. Is that what you said? Oh, cool. Okay, I got it right. Woo-hoo.
Yep, and I already have many, many smiling doms that have tested my own work on me.
Well, very good, very good.
That's the most rewarding part of it.
It's kind of like picking your own switch.
Yep, exactly.
There you go. Well, you can have a little piece of you in every home and heart. Where there's a bruised bottom, you'll be there. All right, Sugar Plum. Well, I hope you have a wonderful evening, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, I will send you a message on Fet so we can talk about what you want in your flogger.
Well, I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Katie.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. Duke Puppy!
Yeah, and for those of you who don't remember what puppy play is, and there are different types of puppy play. Like there are people who playfully like want to literally act like a dog and be treated like a dog. And then there's people who being treated like a dog is part of a BDSM, like you said, with floggers and things like that.
Right. Yeah, some of them want like the full
puppy lifestyle.
Dog lifestyle, and then other ones want to be just, you know,
treated like a dog through BDSM goggles.
Yes.
There you go.
Hey, we're going on to your favorite topic.
My favorite topic?
Your favorite topic.
Stand by.
Standing by.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
It is getting closer and closer and closer, and being the very first day of summer, August 26th is Women's Equality Day.
What?
Yeah.
Why are we doing that?
But you want to know what, though?
What?
What? It's
that
a day
mean
that
I'm not going to get a sandwich that day or something, or what?
You make me a sandwich, bitch.
Anyway, Women's Equality Day.
Well, that's when women actually learn the right to vote.
Okay. Oh,
earned, that not was learned.
Women's
earned.
Suffrage.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, there's an ongoing fight to let women go topless.
Yes.
But, well, all they're doing is just trying to prove that the lady nipple is not evil.
Wow.
There's nothing wrong with a female titty.
It's just evil. That's all that's wrong with it, really. I mean, obviously, it's evil. I mean, the powers that be, there's no way they would keep us from something that wasn't evil. That never. Wouldn't happen. That no. wouldn't happen at all. It's because it's evil. It must be evil because we're not allowed to look at it.
I guess
unless
so.
We're looking at it. I don't know.
But what if I look at my own? What's going to happen?
You're tainted. See, that's the whole idea. Oh. Is you're tainted for life because you are always attached to a lady, evil lady nipple.
I am just the whore of Babylon.
Yeah.
I'm yeah. just a whore.
Yeah. Well, you got
the 10-step Babylon.
I'm trying to understand. I don't even get that.
Doesn't matter. We're going. I want to talk about this. It's Go Topless Day.
Okay.
It's going to be held once again in Montreal.
They're big on No Topless Day.
Well, yeah, because usually it's pretty fucking cold, so they're all bundled up. So like, holy shit, we get to see titties.
Well, and French people aren't really
as hung up as Americans.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, most of the fucking world isn't hung up except for us.
About boobs.
About boobs. Well, about yeah. boobs and crotches, everything.
Crotches. They're all.
The crotchal area.
They all hide the crotch.
No, they don't.
Come on.
Oh, and a lot of you are still hiding it with a sweater. Ugh. Anyway, this year the event is going to fall on Sunday, August 27th. So make sure that you
go
check
to
out
church,
there.
Topless.
Yeah, sure. Go to church.
It'd be a good idea.
But if you want to know actually what events are going on and more information about it, you can go to gotopless.org and get some more information.
Cool.
So that was your tits, man.
Man.
What up?
What?
You know, I think I want to skip this one for now.
Good. I like it when you announce your skips. I like it when you flip through your, and you just have to verbalize it.
Yeah. Because cool. I don't want to leave any blank spots, you know, quiet.
Yeah, don't leave blank spots.
Because I can't look at you or else I get in the hose again.
Whatever.
Or else I get in trouble.
Oh.
Okay, now,
you're planning something.
This is something that is not new, but apparently Pornhub thinks that it is just the best thing in the world. And they're like,
what's
yeah.
that?
Well, they're now getting into the like porn for the blind.
Yeah, well, but you know what? I mean, we know because we've played around with the Porn for the Blind website.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty inadequate and poorly done. Very, very poorly done.
Because it was just done by people who were being nice enough to do it and
yes.
post it on there.
Yes.
It's not from a production company. But then
yes.
again, these are not from the production company. These are the actors that are in it. And
really?
They're not, yes, and they're not doing the, and they're going like,
yeah.
And then I walked over to the couch yeah. and shoved my dick. Do you know how awful that's going to sound?
Okay.
Well, when the chicks... Oh my God. So then he took off my foot and shoved his dick in my butt. And, I mean,
it's got to work for somebody. Somebody, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, but then again, I could be completely wrong too. No, I could just being meh, 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 meh.
I think that's what you took. Get off of my lawn.
Whatever, fuck off.
So Pornhub's doing porn for the blind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they described it as the, if you go... If
is this
you go
a pay
to,
for service or what?
Yeah. If you go to their website.
They're charging blind people? Wow.
That's terrible.
It's pretty low.
Well, if you go to their website,
Pornhub.
Yeah, Pornhub. It's described as a video catalog.
Like it's already not bookmarked on your.
No.
Fucking,
no,
not
it's
yours.
Not.
I'm talking to the people who are listening here.
Oh.
This isn't a third.
Hey, I do have things from like ex-hamster and shit, so I wouldn't, you know, I've got things.
I know you do.
I got my
to.
Spank bank, bitches.
I would expect you to.
Get yourself a Venus, people. I want to see you use it.
Yeah.
I do. Oh, I would love to use that on the Mormon.
The Venus?
He wouldn't
what
know.
What the fuck is the Venus?
I told you, it's like the
you did not tell me.
It's like the cow milker. It's like the udder sucker.
Okay, when did you tell me that?
I've talked about it on like
the I'm past supposed to
three
keep
shows.
Up with like product line names and shit?
That's the main thing that I go to
gonna,
get off now.
You
gotta
make me memorize the material it's made out of? Polyethyl malathion?
Why don't you say plastic and that'll probably work or say polymer? There you go. That covers very vast. Anyway. So
anyway,
yeah, I guess that's yeah.
What were you talking about?
Well, I mean, no, I'm just saying they're going to do the porn for the blind. And if you want to go,
it comes out good, though, because a lot of the ones we heard weren't even the porn that they were talking about. Like a lot of them were just people talking about chicken fucker or people talking about Elvis or whatever they felt like putting on there. They were making fun of the poor blind people.
They were. Yeah. They were.
Some evil internet trolley blind haters.
Now, I wonder if I just talk to Lawrence, blind Lawrence, and see, you know, does he listen to porn or has he ever checked out the porn for blind?
I
want to
say he's checked out.
I think
out.
We've talked to him about it, but that was like
have.
2 years ago.
So it was a while ago. We did talk to him about it, and he did. He had checked it out, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Not at all.
Well, if you want to go to Tumblr, there's a Tumblr blog. It's for audio porn, and it has a full list of orgasm tracks.
Cool.
So you don't hear any of the, you know, going over to see Lacey now. You just hear, you know, just that whole, no, that is not an orgasm, people. You guys know that if you are familiar with my videos.
Well, it would be if you were wearing an Asian schoolgirl outfit.
Dude, I know you guys are familiar with fucking Asian porn. Tell me I'm far off.
Well, I don't know
you
what
can't.
You're talking about. Asian what? So, huh? What do they do in those?
My pussy's even pixelated. Don't fuck with me. I got a tentacle coming out of my ass. I know what's up. So fuck you. I like the culture. If you Google audio porn,
yeah,
like the top of the list is called listentopo.com.
Listen to PO.
It says listen to PO.
Okay.
So you can check it out, and that's, you know, I would imagine this is the porn, but they couldn't do the RN.
Okay.
So it's just listen to Poe.
All right.
Could be Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes.
Could be.
That wouldn't be as cool to jerk off to, really. I mean, some people would.
Maybe.
I think. People have, I'm sure.
I don't exercise regularly.
No.
I don't. I really don't. I'm not very active, and I'm afraid that if I go walk to the store, that I'd probably collapse from.
Why are you talking about walking to the store?
Well, no, because I'm saying because there was a Facebook page that has now been informing people of a new sex class. I mean, a new class that's offered by the Crunch Gym. It's called Sex Ed Workout.
All right.
Yeah. You can see pictures of big plastic blow-up dolls.
They teach you how to fuck your instructor? Is that what happens?
They teach you how to fuck your doll.
Fuck your what doll? What kind of
doll?
That's
what I'm saying. They had their class. I was getting to it. They have...
Oh, you were going a long way.
Yes, I was. Because that's just what I do. They have blow-up dolls. Every person has one of those cheap, cheesy, you know, fucking shocked face.
Really?
Yes, blow-up dolls.
They're going to teach you to fuck that thing?
Fuck your bear. Fuck that thing. Well, this guy, George Del Busto, he's an international fitness guru, apparently. Well, he created this sex ed workout, and he says it's daring and it's funny, but it's also an intense workout that will prepare you for sex and improve your sexual performance.
Oh, it's kind of like going to a spinning class. So they're probably not actually banging the dolls.
Well, they're not whipping their dick out, if that's what you mean.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what banging the dolls would mean. They're not whipping their dicks out?
Okay, so it's a dry run. The dolls aren't wearing any clothes, but the people are. How's that?
And this is all male?
No, it's mixed.
Mixed?
Mixed.
Huh.
Yep, there's pictures. You can go to their Facebook page. You can check it out. There's pictures of the dolls.
What if
and
your
stuff.
Toy was like something that you really enjoyed? You don't need to take your clothes off. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if your toy was I don't know. Just a toy that your body wants.
You can't do the kind of exercises with this.
What? What are you talking about? You can't substitute your own toy.
No.
You have to use his toy. That's gross.
No, see, I mean, pretty much there's exercise that you like thrust into the doll and you just, anyway, you
fuck it. Is like the ball pit where you go pick up your girl out of the pit? Go pick you up one of them girls out of the pit over there, man. Bring her over here. We're going to start class in 5 minutes, people.
Ew. So gross.
We're humping in five.
They got
stand by.
Spraying Lysol in the cooches.
We don't need no Lysol. Or we got that stuff they got at bowling alleys.
That's what I was talking about. They're in the shoes.
I don't know if that's Lysol, is it?
I don't know what it is. It's just spray.
Yeah.
Of something.
Bowling alley shoe spray.
Shoe spray.
Shoe spray.
Shoe spray. Jesus. So you think you'd ever have sex in a self-driving car?
Sure.
I would.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying it's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Why would it not be? I mean, you have a self-driving car.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they took it, there was these two people or three people, I don't remember, but they took it on some sort of like long ass test drive.
Okay.
And
we went and got some milk.
We fucked the whole way there.
No, I was about to say. You know, there's some like grad student somewhere that was like, when it's my turn, I'm totally banging you.
Oh, why do I always gotta go second? My asshole answer, why you always gotta pick me?
You can't bring the Ex Machina doll with you either.
Why?
No, she's staying here with me.
Never let me do anything fun.
I have her in adult mode right now.
Gosh.
So what about this thing?
Nothing. I'm just talking about, I was just saying, I would completely fuck in a self-driving car.
Yeah.
I mean,
what is that supposed to be, illegal? I mean, you're self-driving.
Yeah, you're not, I know, but it's supposed to help you out.
Supposed to be monitoring it.
With distractions, like shit to distract you.
Oh, you mean the way they are now, like the avoidance systems? No.
No, that's not what I was talking about. I was talking about a self-driving car.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I would.
I don't know, I'd be a little freaked out, though.
Why?
I guess I'm so used to driving that I would just be.
You know, pilots for years have been flying airplanes, flipping that autopilot switch, and then going in the back of the stewardess. And you're worried about being on the ground? Really? And they were doing that on a double scotch.
Okay, well, I didn't know that, so what the fuck do I care? If I don't know, sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I don't know.
No?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure. I just choose to forget things that I don't like. If I don't like it, I'll forget it.
Well, I don't know if you could forget something like this. There was this woman. She was walking home, and she was kind of, I think she was on, like, a college campus. She was, like, 20 years old. Well, there's this guy that, like, jumped out at her. She didn't know he was this two-time felon. He's, like, get in the car. She's like, no. So, buddy grabbed her and tied her up, and he got drunk, and he kind of passed out.
Okay.
She untied herself and grabbed a kitchen knife and cut his junk off.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. She threw his twig and berries into the microwave and then forced him to eat it piece by piece.
Wow.
Yes.
What? Did she put any Tabasco on it or anything? Did she season it at least? Little some acid, something? A little lime?
I don't know.
Cilantro?
Can you braise that? It gets a little chewy in the microwave.
Maybe put it on a theater plank. Be really tasty on a plank.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
I always thought if I was going to eat my cock, it was going to be flambéed on a plank. Please, come on, it's my cock. What?
With some juniper berries. Goes good with gin. It's a good pairing. No, my balls are a different story.
Do you know a good sommelier, really? I wanted to talk to a som about what I should really be having with this. Because really, before we rush into it, I only have one.
No, one shot at this.
Yeah.
He better have a man bun, too.
Really got to get it right. I'm thinking about being non-binary.
Then we're going to take a picture for the Penis Museum in Norway.
Be analog.
Iceland.
Yeah. That weird ass dude.
I'm numb. We're eating your specimen.
Wouldn't that piss him off?
Oh, he'd have a heart attack.
Like, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about this dude who wants to be in the Penis Museum in Iceland, and the American guy, and he's being really kind of obnoxious about it, getting his cock tattooed.
A lot.
And like wanting a display with his cock and wants it dressed up in costumes and shit like that. That dude would have a conniption.
Dude, the guy who runs the place, the museum, he's just like, this guy's getting fucking annoying, but he's saying it in a nice way.
Well, because he still wants the cock, because it's missing out of his cock collection.
Yeah.
So, like, what do you think he'd do if, when he got the cock, the dude did, like you know how the they'll burn American flags and stuff? Like, they just do like, a cock-stomping, burp flag burning, you know what I mean? That dude would freak the fuck out.
He would.
Yeah.
I think he would. Or if it falls out of the container, like his daughter is carrying, she trips and it falls and it like rolls out, and then a seal like comes out of the door and just like grabs it and just eats it.
You imagine a lot of seals in Iceland, do you?
I do.
Okay.
Penguins, fucking walrus.
Yeah.
Walruses.
I don't know what lives in Iceland.
Walry? Narwhals. Narwhals swimming in the ocean, causing a commotion, because they're fucking awesome.
I'm not going to indulge you in any kind of ass-ninery like that.
Ass-ninery?
Nope.
Well, I had the one that I skipped. I'm not going back to it because you know what? It was pretty fucking stupid. That's right.
Let's mention the one you skipped twice now.
Yeah, and I'm going to mention it a third time too because it was 34 surprisingly exceptions to Rule 34.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I know. There are no exceptions. That's what I'm saying.
That's like part of the definition.
Because if you guys don't know, and this is Rule 34 Studios, if it exists, there is porn of it. No exceptions.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it is. And then there was like this list that says, you know, it's accurate for now, but dude, as soon as you fucking put the list up, bam. Within minutes says, oh, there's no this is Rule 34 exception. Fuck you.
Yeah, no, I got a cell phone. What are you talking about? I'm going to film one of those right now.
It's an invitation.
I'm going to make it a point to, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to do it.
So. Yeah. So there's no point in doing that whole thing because it's just dumb. You want to see
you can't beat Rule 34.
You degenerates out there, why don't you look up Cloppers? You know what I'm talking about. And if you don't, look it up. Cloppers. Sick fucks.
They're not that bad. Whatever. They like to fucking My Little Pony stuff. Or like to fuck My Little Ponies.
Yeah, well, I was going to make you look it up, but now Siri told you what it was. But then again, you should read it.
I'm hooking you up. That's why.
But you should read. You should read it for the plot. He gets it. He gets it. I'm getting out of here for the week, for the night, for now. I think I need some sleep. I really do. Well, you can catch me back here, like I said, on Friday afternoon from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. You heard a clip of it.
Noon to 1.
What the hell was that? I don't even know what you said. Oh, no. Oh, my God.
I wasn't going to tell you either.
Yeah, no, I know what you
said
now. Are
you going to finish what you're doing? You going to close the show out?
You love to fucking keep
it. Here, do I need to start music? What's up?
No.
If I do, will it pressure you? Pressure. 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 Pressure.
Stop it.
Pressure.
Fuck it. So Friday, like I said, afternoon, get here. It's funny stuff. Just look at my Facebook page, Kinky Katie Radio, for details and shit. Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. It's One Night Stand hosted by the lovely Miss Amber. I'm her co-host. It's fucking just, it's crazy. Like I said, Facebook. Hey, Google me, Kinky Katie Radio, for all of my shit. Twitter, Kinky Katie Radio. If you know Kinky Katie Radio, you know it all. I'm going to get out of here now because they're playing me off, man. Just playing me off. You got anything for me, Essie?
Oh, no.
Do you ever?
Yeah.
Still cool? All right, I'm getting out of here. You guys have a great fucking night. Kiss and peanut butter. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.